Well, let's check high school sports first this morning. AHSTW hosting a cross-country meet in Avoca yesterday. On the girls' side, Underwood wins the team title with 38 points. Trainer, the runner-up, with 63. Riverside at 79 points for third. It was St. Albert, Logan Magnolia, AHSTW, and Woodbine finishing off the rest of the field. Individually, Underwood had the top three finishers with Carly Larson, Mary Grace Martin, and Kylie Cook finishing 1-2-3 for the Eagles. Nicole Hildebrand of St. Albert was fourth, and Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW placed fifth. Also in the top ten, Hannah Carolus of Trainer, Alexis Post of Riverside, Mac Christensen of Logan Magnolia, J.C. Calson of Riverside, and Isabel Kudrin of Trainer round out the top ten. On the boys' side yesterday, it was Riverside winning the title with 59 points. AHSTW a close second with 64. Underwood right behind them with 65 points for third. Audubon was fourth with 90 points. St. Albert, Logan Magnolia, and Woodbine the rest of the field. Individually, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the champ with Max Ross of St. Albert second. Otis Mateka of Riverside finishing third. Tim Brink of Riverside was fourth. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placing fifth. The rest of the top ten, Thomas Kahn of Underwood, Cole Fisher of AHSTW, Garrett Martin of St. Albert, Joseph Remsburg of Audubon, and Jay Heine of AHSTW make up the top ten. In high school volleyball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda downing Atlantic 3-0. Glenwood over Shenandoah in 3 straight. Lewis Central took 3-5 over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic defeated Harlan 3-1. St. Albert over Creston 3-2. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Trainer over Underwood 3-0. Tri-Center a 3-game sweep over AHSTW. Audubon beat Griswold in 3 straight. Missouri Valley, 3-2 winners over Logan Magnolia. IKM Manning beat Riverside, 3-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Adair Casey beat Bowyer Valley 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard took 3 straight from West Harrison. Peyton Sherdan over Glidden Ralston, 3-2. In the Corner Conference, it was East Mills over Nishnabotna, 3-0. Sydney beat Essex, 3-0. Fremont Mills over South Page in 3 straight. Bedford beat Fremont Mills, 2-0. Bedford, 2-0 over South Page. Clarinda Academy, 2-1 over Heartland Christian. And Boystown beat Heartland Christian, 2-1. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley over East Union, 3-1. And Lennox, a 3-2 winner over Southwest Valley. Jason Hayward hit a line drive two-run homer in the 10th inning to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers last night. St. Louis has won consecutive games following a 2-8 skid, and they increased their lead in the National League Central to 3 over second-place Pittsburgh. Kevin Segrist pitched the 9th and Trevor Rosenthal the 10th for his 44th save. Carlos Martinez matched a season high, going 8 innings, striking out 9 and giving up 1 earned run and 4 hits as the team improved to 16-4 in his last 20 starts. Matt Carpenter led off the 10th, reached on an error by first baseman Adam Lind, and with one out, Hayward connected off Tyler Thornburg for his 12th homer of the season. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh and Chicago split a doubleheader yesterday, Pittsburgh winning 5-4 in the opener. The Cubs took the nightcap 2-1. It was Washington over Philadelphia 4-0. Miami beat the New York Mets 9-3. Arizona down San Diego 6-5. Colorado in 16 innings over the L.A. Dodgers 5-4. And it was Cincinnati in 10 over San Francisco 9-8. Chris Medlin pitched 5-hit ball over 6 1/3 innings, and Alex Rios hit a home run that launched some unintentional fireworks, leading the Kansas City Royals to a 2-0 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. Medlin stifled the Indians before Royals manager Ned Yost turned things over to his top-ranked bullpen. Ryan Madsen struck out 2 in the 7th, Wade Davis got through the 8th, and Greg Holland worked around a 2-on, nobody-out mess that he created in the 9th for his 31st save. Rios homered in the 5th inning off Josh Tomlin for the Royals, who won for just the 3rd time in 11 games as they close in on a probable AL Central title. The Indians, who pulled back to 500 for just the 2nd time since April by winning the series opener, fell to 13-6 since August 25th. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat Boston in 13 innings 6-5. Tampa Bay down the Yankees 6-3. Texas over Houston 6-5. Texas now in front of Houston in the AL West. Detroit beat Minnesota 5-4. Oakland big over the White Sox 17-6. Angels beat Seattle 4-3. In an interleague game, it was Atlanta downing Toronto by a final of 3-2. Indians ace Corey Kluber is now scheduled to start Thursday against Kansas City after being cleared to return from a right hamstring injury. Kluber's return is a big boost for the Indians, who've won 13 of 18 to get back to 500 and contend for the AL's second wildcard spot. The reigning AL Cy Young Award winner hasn't pitched since August 29th, when he lowered his ERA to 3.41 with 6 innings of 2-run ball against the Angels. The St. Louis Cardinals activated outfielder Matt Holliday from the 15-day disabled list in time for a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. The 35-year-old Holliday missed 41 games after being sidelined July 30th with a right quadriceps strain. He had appeared in just 11 games since July 16th. Holliday was hitting .290 with four homers and 31 RBIs. He was voted a starter on the National League All-Star team for the first time in his career, but he didn't play due to injury. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz is confident that defensive end Drew Ott and running back LaShawn Daniels will be back for the start of Big Ten play, even if neither one is available to play this week against Pitt. Ott injured an elbow and Daniels injured an ankle in Saturday's win at Iowa State.
I think they have a chance this week. I don't know how good a chance. We'll know that more by Thursday or Friday. But I think it's realistic. I think if they can't make it Saturday, then we're hopefully the week after.
Well, if the recent history of the series is any indication, then Saturday's game will go down to the wire. The three previous games since 2008 were decided by an average of 3 points.
Fourth time we've played Pittsburgh now since 2008. And this will be the fourth time they have a different coaching staff. So it's kind of an interesting side note to it. And really where it pertains to us, it creates a real unique challenge in terms of our preparation. We're off to a positive start, certainly, and I think the real key for our football team now is to try to improve and make sure that we're looking forward, not backwards, and see what we can do about taking another step forward.
After a successful run as the defensive coordinator at Michigan State, Pat Narduzzi is in his first season as the head coach at Pitt, and the Panthers are 2-0. The Hawkeyes have rushed for more than 200 yards in each of their first two games, but Ferentz says that will be a much tougher chore this week.
We enjoy those 2 weeks while we had our chance. These guys give up about 88 a game, so... It may not be 200 this week. We'll see what happens, but they're going to come hard this week. But I think the guys understand, again, it really gets into, and it's not just the line, not just the backs, but the receivers coming in. It's our quarterback getting us in the right place, getting us out of bad plays. So again, it's just everybody kind of being coordinated, and I think right now we have a pretty decent vibe with everybody. Everybody's kind of operating on the same page.
C.J. Beathard is off to a good start as Iowa's starting quarterback, and Ferentz says Beathard has always had talent, but it's his maturity that's made the difference.
Yeah, I think he really has grasped what it is to be a starting quarterback at a major school, and I think he's really taken that responsibility to heart. Since January, he's been fantastic, and just really proud of him. And we're going to have some ups and downs, but he's doing a really good job. He's got a great work ethic, and he's just doing a good job leading our team.
This will be the first of two night games at Kinnick Stadium this season. We'll have Saturday's game live here on the radio. 5 o'clock, the pregame. Just after 7 o'clock is kickoff. Also in college news, the University of Texas will have a new athletic director. UT President Greg Fenves has confirmed that Steve Patterson is out after 22 months as the AD, calling it a mutual decision. Patterson has left after less than 2 years on the job. Patterson hired football coach Charlie Strong and men's basketball coach Shaka Smart, but he also raised ticket prices after Strong guided the Longhorns to a losing season in his first year. The ouster comes as Texas is seeking a lucrative new apparel contract once its current deal with Nike expires in 2016. And funeral plans are set for Roy Marble, the high-flying guard who scored the most points in Iowa basketball history as he helped the Hawkeyes become a national power in the mid-1980s. Marble died on Friday in Grand Blanc, Michigan after a long battle with cancer. He was just 48 years old. A memorial service is planned for 6 p.m. on Thursday at Beecher High School near Flint. A funeral service is Saturday at 11 a.m. at New Jerusalem Full Gospel Baptist Church in Flint. Marble was a prep star from the Flint area before leaving his home state to play for the Hawkeyes from 1986 to 89, scoring 2,116 points and headlining perhaps the best years the program has ever seen. Marble led Iowa to the NCAA tournament four times, including an Elite Eight appearance in 1987. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.